The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we found something on Reddit, and I don't know, are we going to force Aaron to quiz us on? Like, it's basically...
I don't know. Or do we just come clean?
Okay, you can come... Like, it's basically... And we want you to text in with yours. What makes a guy instantly unattractive? And Tiak, of all things, Mr. Perfect...
I don't call myself that. Everyone else does, but not me.
You definitely...
That's one of the icks.
We can admit, Aaron, that he tries real hard to be squeaky clean.
Yeah.
Like, you make sure everyone knows how good you are. Like, you do two things simultaneously.
Okay.
You're very good.
Okay.
But you're like the guy dropping a Rolex into the Salvation Army bucket. Like, if you were just dropping the Rolex, you would just drop it. But you're like...
it's a oyster band on this one.
Right. Like, you make sure that we all know how good you are.
Okay. I guess, yeah. I guess, yeah. But I live a good, I try to be good, and I just try to be honest.
Okay. I'm just saying, when I looked at this list.
Aaron's so icked out, I can't look at her.
Okay. It's an alternate universe. Mm-hmm. We're in whatever, what do we call it? The multiverse.
Okay.
There is no AHAC. There is no Leo. There is no Hazel.
Mm-hmm.
That strapping young man is wide open and single. Would you date? Do you think you could date a dude? Like, I don't want to sway it with the way I asked the question. Could you?
Yeah, you definitely did sway it a little bit because mentioning them made me think about, like, oh yeah, he always gets flowers, but I'm not supposed to remember that. That's
right.
Not supposed
to. Well, no, you can remember that because he might still be that dude, but it's just like,
but I don't know that.
Yeah, but I'm saying, knowing what you do know about him, like, we're all coworkers, and just, it's like,
his Chick-fil-A sauce
addiction.
You guys
made that pact, like, if we both hit 30 and we're still single, let's get hitched. And it's like, oh my god, I'm turning 30.
Yeah, I think I would.
You would?
Yeah.
You would date that? Yeah. That guy right there.
Yeah.
Over this guy. Okay.
You didn't
would
say
you date
that.
Me or him? Which one of
with them? That attitude, him.
Good. Have him. Oh my god.
Yeah.
He's
what? I'm
you,
so what?
Aaron, he just be honest.
Hey, he hasn't raised his voice.
Okay. You're right. But I'm also...
I've kept the perfect level.
I'm very... Don't you strike me as somebody who wants a bad... No, you've probably done too many bad boys. And
yeah.
Now you... So, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what I want. So...
I don't have that gear. I don't have the bad boy
at all.
I don't have... Yeah, I can't pretend. I can't...
Except when I looked at this list, mm-hmm. The first one that struck me is cruel to animals. And that's you.
I'm not cruel
not
to animals.
Not intentionally cruel, but just aloofly cruel. Cruel. Sorry. Like,
because he doesn't know how to handle them, and that's weird to me.
He doesn't have empathy. He doesn't love animals.
Yeah.
He doesn't hate them. He wouldn't kick a puppy. I don't want anybody
But he wouldn't walk up to a puppy to pet it.
No, God, no.
Like, yes, I did it just the other day. We were at a get-together nearby by the dog park.
Yeah.
And there was a bunch of dogs.
That
and it
dog
came over
shoved
and-
its head so far into your crotch that you didn't have a choice. I'm going to tell you this.
I let him. Yeah, I let him.
Erin, if she knew exactly where that was, she'd leave the show right now and just go play with the dogs.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly where it is.
Okay. Yeah. Like, Tiek gives zero Fs about dogs. You are like a dog. You're like,
yeah.
Squirrel. You just,
yeah.
Like, if there's dogs, Erin goes. She is,
yeah.
You're unintentionally cruel to animals.
I don't think I'm cruel. I wasn't raised with animals. My dad grew up on a farm, so he was always saying, like, well, animals are for outside. Animals do jobs. You don't just bring an animal into the house, and so that's I have that half of me in me. I never had dogs until my wife, so that's my defense.
Okay, what one do you think you are?
I definitely spit on the ground.
Why?
I spit on the ground.
Why?
All the time.
I do too.
I have to.
Wait, look, if like I am now taking pretty significant walks every day, and
swallow
there's a time
your
where
spit, bud.
What? No.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Why do you need to spit?
Aaron, oh my God. I will ruin this argument for you in just a minute. Just get...
Try your hardest.
Do you want to bet that I'll bet you anything you want to bet that I will win this argument?
Try.
No, I will. Okay. When do you spit?
When I'm outside, walking to the park, walking around, spit outside.
Lactic acid starts to build up a little bit and you get that... It's not regular spit. It's like foamy spit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like... And you just got to... You just got to get it out.
Yeah.
I try not to spit on something somebody's going to walk on. So I'll try to spit into the grass or into the street where a car is just going to run over it. And it's just going to be a part of.
Why is your spit foamy? I think there are deeper issues
here. You don't know what I'm talking about?
No.
I do.
Have you ever gone on a long bike ride? You're just like.
Bike ride, no.
Oh, God. Or a run?
Yeah.
You don't have the foamy, weird spit?
No.
Oh, my God.
And if you're saying that you need to go on a long bike ride to get foamy spit and you're just walking around the neighborhood and you get foamy spit, we have other issues.
I'm saying there's a couple different places.
That's true.
I said
walking to the park.
Right.
Your park is two houses away.
You said Tour de France. I said walking to the park.
I know. But I'm just saying it can happen.
No.
The foamy spit just.
Swallow, bud.
No, I'm not swallowing it. I promise you,
it's a bad habit. Or like shoveling, that's another one. If I'm ever shoveling snow,
cold it's lactic acid. It makes you need to spit.
Mm. I'm disappointed.
Are you ready for me to win the argument?
Was that not it?
No, I'm not even close to winning it. Oh. I'm going to win it right now.
Go ahead.
Would you or would you not work your way from top to bottom through the Colorado Avalanche roster?
Yes, I would.
Watch those boys on the bench.
They're spinning because they're working hard. And they're getting punched. And they're getting punched in the jaw.
Single.
And they're bleeding. And I need to help them.
The park's pretty rough.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to talk about...
Condescending. Interesting.
Oh my God! Are you saying this about me?
Maybe.
Aaron, I think that's a very valid point. I think you're very smart. did you need to say anything else? There is Reddit had a thing where it was like, what habit instantly makes a guy unattractive? And we want you to text in to 51059 with your thing that's like, and Tiak admitted that he spits.
Yeah. I do. Yeah, it's a bad habit, but I do it all the time. And I try not, I even catch myself like when I'm walking my kid up to school, I feel myself having to spit. And then that's when I'm like, no, don't spit in front of the teachers, the other parents, like, and your son, like, don't let him see you spitting.
It is a little bit weird.
He's walking into school.
I know. It's like the Avalanche players is what I pointed out.
Yeah.
They do like a 30-second shift, but that whole time your legs are churning. Like
you're
working
skated
hard, as fast as they skate for 30 seconds. Like your legs like require the most ass. Like
are tree trunks.
Completely.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. They look like they're wearing 8 inches of pads and they're not. I've seen the boys with their pad and it's like, wow. Interesting.
Okay.
You just getting out of your little Hyundai and walking 18 steps.
There's a hill.
Yeah.
Kind of.
So then the thing is this Reddit thread came up and we were just going to go through and see if T-Hack or I is more repulsive to the opposite sex, you know? And because he's adjacently cruel to animals just by being aloof and he spits on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron started reading the rest of the list out loud while...
I'm feeling great.
While staring... So I feel like you brought this up because you know... Most of these things are me, and only two of them are you.
No, there's probably some more that might.
What ones do you think are me, Aaron?
Okay, boss.
There's no boss. There's no boss.
There's a little bit of alpha mentality, but in this situation, you are. We always call you the quarterback. Your name is the show. Like,
I didn't ask for that.
I didn't say that you did. I'm just saying that is what is perceived. There's a little truth behind it, but that's because there has to be.
You think I'm alpha in real life?
Yeah.
Where I'm just.
But I think it's also
that's
because
Aries too. You're the same.
Kind of. But you just kind of draw attention because you're louder. It's not bad. I don't mean this as a bad thing. You just people gravitate to you because you're
instantly unattractive, is what it says. So it's like being the alpha, if I'm genuinely perceived as...
I think you're the alpha in the good way. This alpha BS is like pretending to be macho man.
Okay, I'm definitely not that.
Mm. Yeah.
You're like life of the party is what I think. Like when you walk in, it's like, oh, Slacker's here.
Okay. Here's the thing. I'm going to cut this short if you guys don't stop blowing sunshine up my butt. Because
you suck.
People texting in are going to go like, is this whole thing just to like...
You are a little condescending. And that's one of the things.
Do you know what that means?
Like, how am I condescending? Like, when Tiak orders a steak wrong?
Yeah. You scarred him for life on that one.
Because you should see Tiak order at a restaurant if I'm there. Yeah. He panics. Like writes it on a napkin and throws it at the server going, please don't say this out loud.
It's a lot like a hostage negotiation. keep it on the down low.
So I'm condescending. What else is wrong with me?
You interrupt a lot. And sometimes with like unrelated things, you just want it to be about you.
Oh, are you done? I wanted to make sure you got that whole point out.
Thank you.
We all interrupt on this show,
we do. I would do that one, too. I would count.
He just interrupted me just right there.
You get called out for it more, though.
Why, though?
I don't know.
Because you're the alpha. You're the life of the party, boss.
You haven't said the one that I thought I was going to get busted for.
The dangerous aggressive driving.
Oh my God, are you just going to keep naming ones?
Yeah. Well, I don't do that.
We were literally on a phone call with you, and we heard this honking, and we were like, and then it went quiet. And we're like, are you okay? What just happened?
I almost died.
Yes.
But not because of me.
I don't know. We didn't see it.
I forgot about that.
I literally almost died. You guys would have been on the phone when I died. A car fully cut
me
off. It
was so scary.
Because a button doesn't matter. But it's like, have you ever been driving and then a bus goes, it drives me nuts that there's not places for buses to pull over, but I'm on 104 and the bus just goes, oh, there's a person. Locks him up. Well, I'm in the lane next to the bus, so I'm fine. Nothing's going to happen. But the person directly behind the bus goes, oh, they stopped. I'll just get over. And they just got over in front of me. And if I didn't lock him up, I would have T-boned him. Because they were just like, deet, and they never even looked. So then I had to let them know.
That honk was like 10 seconds long.
I know. A little beep, that doesn't let them know. If you beep means the lights
you're supposed what? But the beeps are what get your attention. So you're supposed to beep, 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 beep kind of thing.
No.
Yeah.
It's like I almost died. So I just put my hand through the... Okay. Are we done? Are we done? Is there any more that you think are
yeah,
me?
Yeah. I just said you're kind of acting superior.
Tiak, do you have anything on there that you'd like to?
I think jokingly putting others down. I kind of do that one. That's a guy thing.
Okay,
that's how.
Yeah, but there's a fine line between like having fun and having some realness behind it.
Mm. Like having to apologize after you always know you went a little
but
too
I don't
far.
Apologize.
Mm.
And then there's another
alphas
word.
Don't have to.
Drinking too much and/or getting angry over nothing.
Being super negative is on there. Everyone in this room is that. Everyone in this room is that, said the alpha.
Okay, yeah. Yes.
And making everything sexual.
We all do that, though.
Put on your little French maid outfit, Tiak.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.